Hot times, summer in the city, back of my neck feeling mighty gritty. Cool cat looking for a kitty. Yes, indeed, it's almost summertime here at Razzle Dazzle Radio, and what a show we have for you today. So, Judy, I want you to introduce everyone. Mo, don't go, Mo. Mo's going away, but he'll be back in September. So take it away, Judy Templeton.
Oh, boy, summer in the city. I love it here. And right next to me, I have Ian Kennedy, and I know you're going to tell us some fun things happening here at Merriweather for the summer. So let's start. So what's happening in summer in the city?
Well, the big news for us at the Downtown Columbia Arts and Culture Commission is that we have a new resident orchestra at Merriweather Post Pavilion.
Oh, and they look pretty classy.
Yes. So, you know, this was part of the founding idea of Merriweather, was it would be the home for an orchestra. And that was true
and
for a few
years. And a ballet company.
And a ballet company. We're still working on that. Maybe that's the 2020 announcement. But, you know, it took a little while. Well, it took about 50 years to find an orchestra that was a good fit. And we found that in Soulful Symphony, which is an orchestra created about 20 years ago by a composer and a conductor who grew up here in Maryland named Darren Atwater. And Soulful Symphony, what makes them unique is they, and why they're a great fit for Merriweather, is their programming is focused on the great American songbook. So the music of the American soil. And it's putting the music that we grew up with, whether it was roots music or blues or bluegrass or rock or jazz or even hip-hop and electronic music, it's taking that music and elevating it to an orchestra and a symphonic setting. And it's repackaging the music we've all heard for a new generation, the next generation. And we couldn't be more excited about Soulful Symphony coming. We've got three shows planned this year. The first one, June 29th.
Okay.
It's a Saturday night. That show will be called Set List, and it will feature all the greatest hits of American music. And then we have two others that I'm not at liberty to share yet, but I can tell you the dates. The dates of those are July 28th, which is a Sunday. And that will be a program that will have, there'll be a strong kids component to that. And then the next show after that will be September 14th, and that will be the last show for this year. And September 14th will, the program for that evening, it will be based on an idea that Jim Rouse came up with here in Planning Columbia, and in particular around the idea of faith communities and how they are integrated here in Columbia and potentially will be integrated into Merriweather Post Pavilion.
Now, where's the Soulful Symphony house? I mean, where do they rehearse? Are they from Howard County, the general area, or what?
So Soulful is made up of musicians who are from all over the country. So it's musicians. A lot of them are locally based. But for instance, there was a article in the Baltimore Sun recently about the concertmaster, so the lead violinist, who is on tour with Beyonce.
Oh,
so Soulful's, their musicians are musicians who play with orchestras up and down the East Coast and around the country, but it's also session musicians, musicians who go on tour. And what is great about their musicians are that they play everything. They, from pure classical music to Beyonce. Mm-hmm. And they, just like Soulful has a wide breadth in terms of its programming, its musicians also, you know, they're at home playing, like I said, playing with Beyonce or playing Mozart and Beethoven. So.
Well, that's really cool for Taylor Swift also, since she's stealing from Beyonce. She can now get the fiddle player,
maybe,
right?
Yeah, maybe she'll come after some of Soulful's players.
That is quite an integration there, I got to tell you. That is fabulous.
Will they be performing on the main stage?
Oh, yes.
That was built by George Balanchine.
I remind you, always.
And, of course, we all know that the National Symphony was in residency in 67 and 68 and lost its funding, apparently, from Marjorie Merriweather Post, named after the Merriweather Post Pavilion and all that. What's the funding situation? I mean, how is this being supported?
This is being supported like most artistic programming. One, there's a revenue component, so we'll be selling tickets. Tickets will be affordably priced, so it's very important to us that we make these tickets as affordable as possible. And you'll hear soon that, well, I mean, I'm happy to say here that Our intent is to let kids in for free on the lawn. So lawn Wonderful. Tickets will be about $20 to $25. Right. We're still finalizing
the
price.
Not $3 from yep. the 60s.
I know. You, well, you know, with inflation, $3 is about $25.
Yeah,
so
right.
we're right on target
okay.
for inflation.
All right.
And then pavilion
that.
Tickets will probably be $45 and $65. So different levels, but still a very affordable mm-hmm. orchestra experience. But also, you know, we are glad to accept donations and sponsorships and all of the
a little help from your
sources.
Friends.
Yes, a little help from our friends.
Since we're quoting all these 60 songs somehow, I don't know how that got started. So, okay, and now next to Ian is Robert Neil Marshall.
That's
Did I get
yes,
your
I
name?
Name?
I like that. Three
There
names.
Was someone else in the union when I joined, so I had to use my middle name. So.
And you notice he has a good radio voice.
Yes,
voice,
I like
yeah.
it.
I was told I had
know.
A face for radio, actually.
Me too.
We don't have to. I like we don't have to wear makeup, you know? Mo, don't right. you think so, Mo? All right. Anyway, Mo never did look so good in makeup,
no.
and I saw him dressed as a girl on a show once. But anyway, moving right along. So what contribution do you have for
well,
Summer in the City?
Summer in the City. I am very closely tied with the Columbia Festival of the Arts,
Heard
and I am the executive producer of the Columbia Film Festival, which is a project we started 2 years ago. It's sort of as an experiment, and of course there's been a lot of changeover. And now that the festival is back full force working with the community, I pitched on let's bring back the film festival because everyone loves film. It's exciting. There's so many things you can do. And of course film can express all the great diversity both from a social aspect, a political aspect, a health and wellness aspect. And we've got films that cover all of those elements coming up. Over 40 films as part of the Columbia Film Festival this year. We have a really interesting project. It's called After Forever. It is a web series. A very dear friend of mine is a Broadway actress, Anita Gillette, mm-hmm. and she's won Tony nominations and so forth. And you see her on Moonstruck, and she was in 30 Rock. She played Tina Fey's mom. So faces, people will recognize her.
Yeah.
But Anita went into this little starting web series with Kevin Spiritus from Friday the 13th and Days of Our Lives and writer Michael Slade. And it's about losing your spouse late in life and the tragedy of starting over again. And it's got an LGBT theme as well, which is really powerful, but it's so universal. And they just won 5 Emmys this weekend,
wow.
including Best Digital Series. And we're going to be showing, I know it's a web series, but we're going to be showing it on a big screen at Montebaro at the Howard Community College. And Anita's coming down and Kevin and the writer. So we're going to have them as special guests for an audience talk back. So there's a lot of really fun things apart from all the other
Now,
films.
When does that go on?
Well, everything's happening at the same time this summer. The Columbia Festival of the Arts goes from the 14th right through to the 30th of June.
Right.
The film festival will run the 27th through the 29th of June. So we have events all during the day and the evening. And actually, Anchor Construction is one of our major key sponsors. We are so grateful to have their sponsorship. And you can buy individual tickets for one or two films, or you can get all festival deeply discounted passes and just come and see whatever you want. Come and go, all of the VIP events and talkbacks and films.
This is so exciting. So I probably won't even go into Baltimore to see the Independent Film Festival this year with this in town. So
well, thank you, because I mean, Annapolis has its own film festival. There's
yes.
DC. We've got a
it's
lot
fine.
Of film festivals in the area, but this is Columbia's, and it has a flavor and a connection to the community, as does the Columbia Festival of the Arts. So we're really proud to be an element of the Columbia Festival of the Arts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Oh, boy.
So are all the films selected already?
Yes, we have juried films. We had several film jurors that judged the films that came in through Film Freeway. People could submit. And that was done about 3 months ago now, the final ones. So we're locked in for this season. Every minute is booked.
Because we always have recommendations, right?
Oh, sure.
A quick announcement, and then I'm going to ask Ian a question afterward. The Bald Ballerina, whose benefit is June 2nd, and I know we've been promoting it, just was awarded the first prize at the Tribeca Film Festival for 100%, it's called. And what it is, it's a documentary of cancer survivors, and she was the lead actress in it. And I'd like to be able to see 100% somewhere. So maybe if
well,
we have
next
to
year, we hope to make this an annual growing event in our as part of our community, Carolyn. So we would be honored to have that.
And I've got one more.
Yes.
Get them now while you can. Get it. Because
Mo's leaving, so he can support me on this. Adria Tenner, a graduate of Wildlake High School, who's gone on to fame in Hollywood, California. She's done commercials. She was in the Academy Award winner, the one that didn't, the silent or whatever it was called, the one there was no spoken word. Anyway, she has just made a documentary, and it's getting recognition all over, and it's called Pie, P-I-E. So consider that.
We've got it. Both of them. Have them contact me.
All right. Now move on the mic down over to Ian, because I have a question for him.
One question. How many total films are there then?
We've got over 40. So I think we have about 42 or 43. There's several short films. We have several feature films, documentaries. We've got comedies. And then, of course, we've got two separate web series, because digital media is now, it's a new media that it really needs attention, but to see it on a big screen as opposed to just on your iPhone. Mm-hmm. So that's special.
And what is the ticket price to do everything?
It's $55 for the entire festival. For an all festival pass. They're $10 tickets individually, and I think you can get a day pass for $35. So if you just want to go on a Thursday, you can get a $35. So we want you to buy the all festival pass, because you can see everything you want. And we've allocated special seats, obviously. Mm. So we might have a standby line for people who just show up at the last minute, of course. So
what a deal. Mm.
Ian, talk a little bit about the backstage of the Merriweather and all the facilities that people are using.
You mean what happens back there?
Yeah.
I've been back there.
Well, you know.
What happens back there stays back
Well,
there,
for,
right?
for
Not
for,
now it doesn't.
I was back here with Alan Kittleman one time.
Well, for 40 nights or so every year, what happens backstage stays backstage.
Right,
but for the rest of the year, you know, the backstage building, we use a lot for community uses. And this is everything from, we had the Candlelight Concert Society had their annual gala in our backstage building last year, or this year. We've hosted other nonprofit fundraisers, community meetings. We're also starting to do performances backstage. And we have an event it will have been on May 8th with Jordan Kitts Music, bringing in a couple performers, because we have a great big multi-purpose room where we can seat about 150 people and still have a performance space. And, you know, it's connected also to the catering area, so you can have food and beverage as part of it. So we do a lot to use that backstage building, because it's great meeting space. And like I said, for 40 nights a year, it's a concert backstage. But for 325 days, it should be thought of as the community's backstage.
Yes, and it would make a great dance studio. I noticed that. The floor is really great there.
Dance companies, you can reach me at ian@dcacc.info.
How about another plug for the upcoming Soul Symphony, where people can reach you?
Sure. Soulful Symphony, the first show is going to be June 29th. Tickets will be available by going to soulfulsymphony.org, soulfulsymphony.org, or on ticketmaster.com.
And Ian, also, let me ask you a question. And I'm thinking of the films now. Aren't there some films that are going to be?
Right.
Isn't there did I hear a sing-along to Sound of Music?
That is what you heard.
Okay,
yes.
I like to
a
keep
favorite,
my ear.
An absolute favorite.
I know that. So
the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, which is May 25th, we will be doing a sing-along version of The Sound of Music. This has been done for a few years at Wolf Trap, and we kept trying to get it, but there was a regional exclusion, and this year we finally got it. So Sound of Music is a film that is very near and dear to me. I was the captain in my high school production.
You'll be singing the loudest right?
Exactly. So come on May 25th, and you'll hear my rendition of Edelweiss.
And Toby Ornstein agreed he's going to be precasted when they do Sound of Music.
That's right. I was a witness. I saw that.
It's on video somewhere. So I'll be reprising that role at Toby's next
year. Reputation has preceded you. Now, are there going to be some more of those kinds of things?
We've announced two other movie nights so far, and we'll have one more that we'll announce soon. The other two are, there's a kids movie on July 7th called Smallfoot, which is a newish animated film. It's got great original music, and my kids love it, so there's another little Ian connection. And then the third movie night that we've announced is August 16th, and we are showing the film Woodstock. So that is the 50th anniversary of the concert.
Can we have $3 seats in the grass?
You know what? For you, Judy, yeah, of course.
I said in the grass.
No pun intended.
No comment.
Safe zone, Ian. Safe zone. All right. Wow. I tell you, we really are moving along in Merriweather.
It is an exciting summer.
Actually, really, when you consider how we started this radio show, but so much of it is going back to some of the things that we did have here in the 60s that we wanted to see come back. And just like you said, Carolyn, the symphony, hopefully we're going to get some more dance and some of this family thing. So this is just fabulous. So now I know something that's going on in Merriweather, and I don't know how much you know, Ian. I might know a little more than you on this one. So, and that is something called Fantasy Wood. All right, so there have been fairy festivals everywhere except here in Columbia. Imagine that. Now we've got film festivals back, so we've got a fairy festival. And creative designer, and creative with the capital C and beyond, Lee Anderson, this is her baby and vision, and she is going to turn Merriweather into a big fairy mythical land with live, and that's real mermaids, as I told my granddaughter, real mermaids in a tank. Rumor has it they're going to serve drinks. Don't ask me how. Come see. P.S. I'm going to be a fairy. And there are monsters and mythicals and just wild, wild fun. And it is going to be on Memorial Day weekend. So now I'm thinking, Ian, that you can come to the Fairy Festival, switch gears, and sing in the Sound of Music all in one day. Now, this can only happen in Columbia, and this is why I'm staying here. So that is going to go on. This Fantasy Wood, and it's not Fantasy Land, Fantasy Wood, will go on for the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, three full days. So check it out. There was a little article in the Howard Magazine this past week, too. So I hope to see you there, because you know that I'll be there. So, you know anything more than I know, Ian?
You pretty much covered it. I learned some more from you, and I will be there, too.
I hope
not
so.
Not as a fairy, though. Okay. I'll probably be walking around with two
you
little girls
dressed
as
fairies. You can bring your two darling fairies.
Exactly.
Well, coming up also, and a little bit before Memorial Day weekends, our own resident community theater, Silhouette Stages, that has been around now for 16 years, they will be doing a unique version of Cabaret. And everybody's familiar with it, and a lot of people are familiar with the new rendition that's been on Broadway, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, which was a little more avant-garde. Well, that's sort of the one that we're doing. And that is going to be opening the 11th. Friday the 11th, that's not the right date. But anyhow, it's going to be running for 3 weekends. The final weekend will be Memorial Day weekend. So go the first 2 weeks and then go to the other things that are happening with Sound of Music and Judy serving drinks as a fairy. Okay. Also, Howard County Summer Theater, 46-year-old. The oldest community theater that we have here in Howard County. They only do one show a year. This year, they're doing Pajama Game. And our own Centennial High School graduated in 1989. Megan Lawrence got a Tony nomination for her part, for her role in Pajama Game with Harry Connick Jr. when it was on Broadway. Didn't win politics, but wonderful just to get that nomination to be recognized. But anyhow, Pajama Game is coming to Howard County also, and that's always the 2 weekends over the 4th of July is the first one. No performance on the 4th, obviously, but then the following weekend. So those are the two really big things that are happening. But the Columbia Festival of the Arts and everything that happens at Merriweather is just has to be a focal point of everyone who lives in the Baltimore, Washington area. We're very, very fortunate to have the opportunities that we have performing arts-wise here in this area. And Columbia, as old Jimmy Rouse has had hope, is becoming one of the central points of that performing arts experience. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, how can you top any of this?
Yep. All in the in this little beautiful town that is ours.
Of 10,000 people.
Right.
So, Mo, remind us about some of the performers. We love to hear the stories. I know that Ashley Fitzgerald is currently on Broadway in Cher. Mm-hmm. And Cher got a nomination. I think the lead got a nomination for a Tony, but the whole show got a nomination for the Outer Critics Circle, which is another awards.
For choreography.
Right.
I think Centennial's own graduate, 2001, Ashley Fitzgerald, should have gotten a Tony nomination herself because she plays the part of the Dark Lady in the Cher show. And we got some last-minute tickets in the fifth row dead center orchestra. And Barb, my wife, kept saying, why isn't Ashley up front? She draws your eyes to her. Why isn't she out front? Well, the reason is because in Act Two, the Dark Lady comes and does a 9-minute solo with six guys, and she is tossed and thrown and held and just phenomenal dancing and brings down the house. Mm-hmm. And Cher has been there a number of times. So Ashley Fitzgerald in the Cher show is outstanding. Adam Danheiser, also, who has been in, he's the most prolific Howard County thespian performing on Broadway. He's done so many shows up there, and right now he's in the revival of the 1988 Michael Keaton movie Beetlejuice, and he plays one of the male leads in that. And my wife and I saw it down at the National Theater when it did its pre-Broadway 3-month run, and I don't think it performed anyplace else. And then they took off for 2 months to fine-tune in studios in New York, and then it opened up in March. So Adam Danheiser's on there now. They just closed Kinky Boots, which Natalie Joy Johnson from Mount Hebron was in. That finally did close. Class of 1992, Centennial High School, Josh Davis is still playing Javert in the official national tour of Les Miserables. So we've got a lot of kids out there doing some really, really good stuff.
And I'm not supposed to release this, but I'm hoping that it will be released by the time the radio show goes on. Caroline Bowman, who performed also in Kinky Boots, she was in Wicked. She was a Vita tour. Probably, hopefully, will be in the tour of Frozen, and her husband also will be the lead.
Oh, wow.
So they'll be traveling together.
Great.
Caroline Bowman's from Glen Elg mm-hmm. High School.
Yep.
And was a young Colombian, and we had her on the show early
yeah,
on.
Yeah, one of our first shows.
Don't you tell her mother.
I won't say a word.
Don't tell anyone.
I was going to say, and Connie Bowman is an actress who does a wonderful film, because I do a lot in the film industry here in town, and Connie's a wonderful actress who does quite a lot in our area as well.
Don't tell her.
I won't tell her.
Let's hear a little bit more about your acting and filmmaking around the area.
My acting and filmmaking. Oh, gosh. I've been working. I started with you, right? We did a TV show here many years ago at Howard Community College. I do smaller stuff here and there. And then I just did, I appeared in House of Cards. I had an episode there with Diane Lane and Greg Kinnear and Robin Wright. It was the four of us and Beth Chamberlain. And it made the back of the DVD, one of the pictures, which was really kind of cool. So that was the first episode of the final season. And one of the movies that's going to be shown at the Columbia Film Festival, and has nothing to do with the fact that I was one of the actors in it. I had more to do with one of our sponsors, Anchor Construction, was also one of the producers of it. It's called Bill Tillman and the Outlaws, which is a great comedy Western that's set in 1915 about a film producer who comes to an Oklahoma town, and they want to use the sheriff and the real criminals in the day, the outlaws, to appear in this silent movie set in 1915. And of course, there's some little tricks and things, but you say that the outlaws have other plans themselves for robbing the bank during the making of the movie. So that's going to be shown. But I play the film producer William Selig, who was a real producer in silent movie days. And we had Johnny Crawford in that, the original Johnny Crawford from The Rifleman. And Lana Wood, who's Natalie Wood's sister, is in the film. And we also have Darby Hinton, who was Israel in the Daniel Boone series. So a lot of classic film. And Bobby Carradine is in that as well, as Ken Arnold, who's a local actor, stars as Bill Tillman. So,
and we are very fortunate to have Robert alive sitting here. Come on, tell us the story.
Oh, gosh. Boy, this is going to take a different turn. Yeah. I am.
No secrets on Razzle Dazzle.
I know. Boy, surprise. Yeah, where's the door? No. That's why you had
it's
me
locked.
Put on the makeup for the radio show. No, I am a near-death survivor. On August 3rd, 2013, I had a massive heart attack. I had the Widowmaker, VFib, and I was dead a minute and a half. And I happened to be saved by the amazing paramedics, the Howard County Fire Department. And by a miracle of miracles, I was in the ambulance when I went. And I came through amazingly. Out of 5% of the people who have what I had actually make it out of the hospital. So I was joking. I should have bought a lottery ticket that day. But I made a film called Back from the Light, which is a documentary not about the near-death experience, but it's more about the after effects. When you come back from something like that, you can imagine it's not the easiest thing in the world to literally be in the light. And for me, the light was very real, and it goes far more intensely than that. I'm not going to bring it down in this show now, but it really is an intense experience. And a lot of people deal with a struggle with being back. Why am I back? What am I supposed to do? Sort of survivor guilt, perhaps, in a way. And also, there's a depression, because when you felt that incredible joy, that love, that whole connection, sometimes it's very hard to be in a world where we have a lot of emotional and political strife and contention. Mm. And how do we navigate that when all I want to do now is go out and hug trees and walk in the breeze and appreciate every minute of life? And I'm getting really emotional right now. So thank you, Carol, for that. But this is a beautiful gift that we all have. And I think we need to treasure every single day and live every day as if it were your last, because that Friday was like any other day. I didn't know that it could have potentially been my last one. So love each other.
You were given the gift, and now you really live mindfulness. We talk all about it all the time, and people take classes and, you know, do that. But you're going to be the light, and that was the mission. So,
well, thank you, and I feel
and
it's
I'm
very
moved
important.
Completely, and can't wait to see that film, truly.
It's available on Vimeo. You can get it that way, and you go to backfromthelight.com. You can buy a DVD, but you can rent it from Vimeo. But I do think it's a gift that I constantly get from other people by sharing that experience. And if it provides calm, love, light, insight to people, that's a tremendous gift. And I feel it's sort of part of why I'm here as a communicator, perhaps, and being able to do something like the Columbia Film Festival, not
Absolutely.
To swing it back, but it's picking the films that really resonate, that really talk. We've a whole section on health and wellness and well-being that deals with addiction. It deals with HIV, it deals with all sorts of breast cancer, and really positive, inspirational films as well, on top of the comedies and everything else. So,
yes, and you know, we've talked so much here on the show about the power of the arts.
Yes.
And you know, certainly Mo and Carolyn and I always feel so grateful that no matter what we've gone through in our life, we always have the arts that just pull us back in
Absolutely.
Some way. You know, and I think it's something that you have to instill in people and give your children and
inspire.
Yeah. And you are just so inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you.
Yeah.
You guys are. I'm honored to be a member of this community and this team. And with the growth that has happened in our community, thanks to Ian and thanks to all of you guys, to everyone, it's an exciting time to be here. And I'm thrilled to be a member of this community and giving back where I can and working with everybody else to do it. So thank you for including me in the party. I appreciate it.
You are the party, Rob. Come on.
And it's an ongoing party.
And it's
That's
an ongoing
right.
party,
That's
exactly.
Right. And you know what? That statement alone is it. This is an exciting time. So let's live it and be in it. And for the people that want to say what a hard and challenging and this and that, but right. let's do, that's what we need to do. And that's right. what we need to bring to the community. And
right.
hey, this is the first step. We're trying, right?
We're trying.
So we're having fun here at Razzle Dazzle.
That's right.
Right? I mean, come on. And Ian, to have you, who is, you know, younger and just continuing the excitement through, is just fabulous. We're so grateful to have you doing the work you're doing.
Well, I do it because I love it.
I know.
There is nothing better than providing opportunities to let people connect around the arts, whether mm-hmm. it's music, dance, theater, film. This is, you know, I mean, we have disconnected and we need to reconnect.
I know.
Absolutely.
We'll keep doing it, because that's how we're going to have summer in the city. So, Carolyn, any parting
words? I'm not
going to
sing anymore. I love you guys, and it was great to be here today, but I like Judy to wrap up the show, so you're on.
Okay, so here's the deal. Come on out to the Fantasy Wood Festival, and if there's a drink to be served, me as a fairy will serve it to you. Otherwise, just come find me, and keep listening. We got lots more to tell here on Razzle Dazzle Radio. So much gratitude for our guests, and of course, Mo, don't go, just like Rob, but just like Carolyn said. Razzle Dazzle Radio, have a great summer.
connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.